Whoever controls the media controls the world. That's why I pay very close attention to what goes on in Hollywood and in the movie industry. And I want to share with you a very important movie that I want you to go out and watch as soon as possible. Time is of the essence. The name of that movie is Nefarious. It is about diabolical possession, particularly the possession of an inmate who's about to be executed. Now, you might be saying, Gabriel, I don't want to watch horror movies. This movie is a modern-day Screwtape Letters. Screwtape Letters was a book written by C.S. Lewis, and we're reading these letters to see the enemy's tactics against the human soul. Well, the movie Nefarious is a 2023 movie version of the Screwtape Letters, and it's not about the attack of an individual soul. It is about the diabolical attack on the entire nation. So I'll give you quickly the synopsis of the movie. So there's a death row inmate. He's set to be executed, and he's possessed by a demon named Nefarious. Part of the execution requires a psychological evaluation on this individual. The person doing the psychological evaluation is an atheist. The demon Nefarious is played by an actor that is so good. This actor does such a great job that I had to remind myself that I was watching a movie. The theology, 100% on point. I'm friends with an exorcist, Father Carlos. He does the Exorcist Files on a podcast. He said, this is the best video presentation of a possessed person that has ever been recorded. It is so realistic. The possessed person in here is rational, is theologically sound. He's rattling off profound theological messages in such a way that you're like, you're following the theology, and he's going so quick that your mind is captivated. Now you might be saying, Gabriel, what is the benefit of watching a horror movie? This is a rated R movie. It doesn't deserve the R rating. At most, PG-13. There is an execution. Spoiler alert, there is an execution. You are going to see a person be killed, but again, this is just a reenactment. But the benefits of watching this are so great. The author of this is a Christian. It was filmed by very devout Catholics. This is not going to make you feel good. Throughout the entire movie, I was very disturbed. I was uncomfortable. I felt like I was listening to a demon talk for 90 minutes. And I felt like a better man after having watched it. I'm gonna give you one quick example. So you and I, if you're watching this, both agree that abortion is horrible. It's diabolical. I believe that, you believe that. It's like your eyes are already open because you realize the horror of abortion. You see the demon reacting with elation, with utter joy, with euphoria at the thought of a human baby being sacrificed at the altar, at the medical table. Wow. When you see the joy in his face, it touches you on a whole nother level. And so you see this demon go through and explain how to take over the soul of the United States. And this is not the kind of movie that you're going to go home and have nightmares about. Some women, they were scared. They said, Gabriel, I don't know if I want to watch this movie. I don't want the devil getting into my head. I said to them, the devil's already in your head. He's already whispering things to you. You're just not aware of it. You're not going to go home after watching this movie and have nightmares about demons. You will go home very troubled at the state of this country, because you will realize that the plan that this demoniac explains that is happening in the United States really, truly is happening. But at the same time, you're going to leave hopeful, because you will see that Christ is victorious, that there is a war, and I'm playing a role in it. And if I do my part, I can fight. So who's this movie for? This is for people, I think, ages 13 and up. It's very serious. It's very dramatic. It is what you call a psychological thriller. It is uncomfortable to hear this, to witness this, but it's very, very good. It's very well made. It's way better than all the other Christian movies that people try to get me to support. But that being said, this is a psychological thriller. This is not a kid's movie. I took my 14-year-old son and he liked it. He's glad that he went. He said it made him think a lot about things and that he wanted to watch it a second time so he could really focus in on what was being said. It's important that you go and watch it as soon as possible, because Hollywood and the movie industry is not going to allow this to continue unless it makes a lot of money. And that's a very important point that I want to make. There is a battle going on for the soul of this country. And although the devil will want you to think that he's already won it, it's not won. It's not one. This country is full of good and holy people, and we can fight back because the movie industry is first and foremost an industry, but we have to be involved in it. We have to put our money where our mouths are. We say we want good Christian movies. We want good messages. Go out and spend money on a good message. Go out and watch this movie. It is uncomfortable. Now, I will give you a warning. This is a rated R movie, and so therefore the previews that are shown before the movie are truly horrendous. They are terrible. So I recommend if your movie is for 7 p.m., wait 20 minutes outside of the door of the little entrance to your particular showing and go in after all the previews are over, because you will hear all sorts of F-bombs. You will see promiscuity and all sorts of other evil things promoted prior to this good movie. I hope you'll check it out. Again, the movie is called Nefarious. It's a wonderful movie. You're not going to leave feeling inspired. You're not going to leave saying, that was a good time. But I give you my word, you're going to enjoy it, and you're going to say, man, that was profoundly deep. Man, that was profoundly good. Man, I've got to get as many people as possible to watch this movie. God bless you. God love you, and we'll see you very soon.